a man that's known to all, a man of great renown, a man whose name is on the lips of everyone in town. You read about him every day, you've got his name no doubt, and if even he sneezes, they will get an extra doubt for Mr. Dooley, for Mr. Dooley, the greatest man the country ever knew. Quite diplomatic and democratic was Mr. Dooley, Oldie, Oldie, O. Napoleon had an army of 100,000 men. He marched them up the hill and then he marched them down again. When they were up, why they were up on that Isle by the Crown. And though Napoleon marched them up, who was it called them down? Was Mr. Dooley, was Mr. Dooley. He always knew a little parley-boo with Boney Party and a McCarthy. Was Mr. Dooley, Oldie, Oldie, O. Of Washington, you've heard the tale about the cherry tree. In fact, it seems to be a part of Yankee history. Who cut that tree, his father said, and George began to cry. Oh, father, dear, said little George, I cannot tell a lie. Was Mr. Dooley, was Mr. Dooley. His father said, now, Georgie, is it true? With meditation, was it cherry nation? Or Mr. Dooley, Oldie, Oldie, O. Of course you all remember the reception to the prince, and everyone who met him voted Henry was a mint. He said he had a bully time while he was over here, and the only man he ever met could beat him drinking beer. Was Mr. Dooley, was Mr. Dooley. He drank more than the Germans they could brew, the great advisor to build the Kaiser. Was Mr. Dooley, Oldie, Oldie, Oldie.